This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu. 5G is here. Well, kinda. The devices that support 5G are here, but the building infrastructure that's required to support 5G will take time, and it involves multiple different stakeholders. And while we're talking about building the infrastructure, it is also vital that we start creating higher value networks centered around security. While 5G brings opportunities, it also brings risk and more bad actors in the digital sphere. And here with me today to talk about the new security or cybersecurity challenge with the rise of 5G networks is...
Okay, so yes, my name is Kevin O'Leary. I am the field chief security officer for Asia Pacific for Palo Alto Networks. And my role really is as a cybersecurity ambassador, I would say, advocate. So somebody leveraging my 20 years experience in cybersecurity, and in terms of Palo Alto Networks, they really want to leverage that experience to help our customers and broadly speaking, the community within Asia Pacific in general in terms of dealing with cybersecurity questions.
And also, this is, I think, the first time I came across someone with a title of a field chief security officer.
Yes.
Can you explain?
Yeah, well, I guess when we say field, it's essentially that I'm in the field. So I travel an awful lot. So I am based in Singapore, but I do spend an awful lot of my time traveling outside of Singapore to Malaysia, to other parts of ASEAN, but also into Greater China and Hong Kong, Macau, those kind of places as well. So really, field, it's in the title. It's basically I'm in the field an awful lot.
So I guess you are the right person for me to ask what's the sentiments like when it comes to 5G, what kind of conversations are happening around the region, because it seems like, at least here in Malaysia, it's the talk of the town, because the government recently came out and said that, you know, Malaysians will have the ability to enjoy 5G networks in a matter of 3 to 4 years' time from now. What's the sentiments around the region? Are they having the same kind of discussions as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are some areas, there are nuances. So it's not exactly the same conversation in every part of the region. So, and again, it's not really for me to comment and say who's ahead and who's behind. It's not as simple as that. And it really depends on what's driving those changes. So it's very allied into digital transformation for certain companies. It's allied into how the mobile networks are developing. And then obviously, and in the clearest use case for 5G in terms of in IoT and industrial IoT. So there are a lot of nuances and differences depending on which market you're in and which country you're in. But yes, it's definitely a very hot topic at the moment.
What's the potential of 5G? Why is it such a big buzzword? Is it a revolution? Is it an evolution?
I think it's in terms of the capacity. If you think about 4G, 3G, and all the different networks that we've had previously, they all had limitations in terms of volume, in terms of bandwidth, in terms of speed, in terms of, the more successful they became, the more clogged up they became, the harder they were to use in certain circumstances. Now, there's ways to get around that, and certainly 4G networks work very well around the region. But the thing about 5G is it's really the ability to deal with massive amounts of information and yet still maintaining a high speed with that massive amount of information. So it kind of ticks all the boxes of the things that were holding back networks and development of technology that was going to depend on massive amount of data being transferred at speed. And it fixes those issues.
And you are the field chief security officer, and with all great potential technology solutions out there, there are equally potential risk. So what does 5G brings in terms of the cybersecurity aspect?
Well, I think, and it's actually a problem with IoT in general, but 5G just kind of explodes the whole issue, which is before, when you think of IoT, it's on particular devices, maybe in consumer-led things like cars or fridges or those types of things. But with 5G networks, it really gets into an industrial level and it gets into a massive scale. So if you can imagine a situation where we might have several thousand IoT devices around a particular town or city, multiplying into hundreds of thousands, billions over the past few years. This is potentially millions of IoT devices distributed across a regional space. So even just in terms of the breadth of those devices and the information that they're gathering, that in itself is an increase in the risk. I think that's one of the major issues with 5G. The other side as well is the devices themselves. So if you have devices that are depending on 5G and you have millions of them, how do you secure those specific devices and how do you update those devices into the future as well? So I think those are conundrums and issues that need to be looked at in great detail in terms of how to actually fix that particular risk area.
I really can't imagine what's going to happen, because even today as we speak, we hear so many cybersecurity issues, whether it's breaches, leakages, hacks that's happened recently, you know, like WhatsApp, for example, finding vulnerabilities within the software itself. But I can't imagine a day where everything's connected, everything is producing data, even down to the traffic lights in front of my house is somehow talking to my house and to my phones and to my cars and even to all the way down to traffic lights to the offices and stuff. And that's just going to be a potential goldmine for malicious attacks and bad players.
Yeah, and I think there's a strategy that needs to be developed around that. In a previous career, before I joined Palo Alto Networks, I worked very heavily in the industrial Internet of Things. And what we discovered when we were working, and when I was working in that area, what I discovered was that there's a lot of data that was being collected that didn't have any use, but was being collected anyway. So I think when we think about 5G, we have to really focus in on why something is being collected. Data is often collected because it's there and it's put into a data lake, and then the thought being, well, we do something with it into the future. I think that's a very important psychological shift that people have to have, which is, again, just taking the data that's required right now and being able to protect that data in the moment and not just collecting anything that's out there because you can. So I think that's a strategic shift that has to be made in terms of developing these networks and developing the approaches to the data that's going to be collected.
And with this strategic shift, governments and regulators are also involved here?
Well, they should be, and certainly, you know, as 5G is developing across the region, there are different levels of policy and regulations are being brought in. And certainly you can see the push is kind of a push and pull aspect in terms of some governments pushing companies to develop 5G so that they are part of that, you know, revolution, in quote unquote, but also in terms of regulating that in terms of how that information is managed. And that's something that really needs to develop over time. I don't think we're quite there yet.
And we can't deny the fact there will be a rise of bad actors in the field in the near future.
Well, I think a rise of bad actors, I think probably the same number, but with more opportunity is the best way to put it. I think it really comes down to this aspect of kind of unintended consequences, because the thing with 5G is that obviously there are use cases right now, but there are things that will develop into the future that we haven't legislated for and that we haven't actually developed any risk information about. And that's something that we're just going to have to manage very closely as these things progress.
Is there a way to reset how we look at security when 5G appears? Because you know what we see with IoT currently and 4G, there doesn't seem to be any silver bullet for combating cyber criminals and cyber crimes. Is there a way that we could eliminate this with the rise of 5G now that we're kind of restarting everything from ground up again?
Well, I think some of the learnings that we've developed over the years have to be applied. So in terms of segregated networks, allowing, you know, that when we develop different use cases and different networks for the 5G devices and for the information that they're collecting, that we're just not mixing that all in with the other information that we're collecting across mobile networks and consumer-led things. So it's really having that ability to design things from scratch, I think, is a wonderful opportunity, and I think that's a positive rather than a negative. I think what's interesting in terms of how people are viewing security when it comes to 5G is, and I think the message is beginning to get through, which is that it's not really a consumer-led revolution in terms of mobile phones yet. I mean, that will come. It's something that we'll look into the future. But if you look at the major phone manufacturers around the world, they're not actually developing 5G phones at any massive scale. And I think there's a bit of a wait and see when it comes to consumer-led type of things. And I think possibly it's because when you think about streaming speeds that people are used to now, 5G will increase those speeds, but whether that'll be at a rate that will be immediately noticeable, that's questionable. So I think it's the application and why you would need to have that speed on your consumer network in terms of your mobile phones. I think that those use cases are only developing now rather than being ready and fit for purpose. And that's why people are focusing very much in that IoT aspect of it. And I think that message is getting across very well.
So what kind of industry verticals will have to brace the impact of 5G when it arrives?
I find it very hard to think of any that won't be affected in some way, depending on where they want to develop their IoT devices. If you think about traffic monitoring, smart cities, those types of applications in terms of managing the population and managing services to the population, all of those things would be able to benefit from 5G. If you think in terms of transport, you think of healthcare, you think of anything that's depending on high-quality data to be transferred to a point where it can be analyzed and can be used then, whether it's for another purpose or whether it's in terms of command and control, in terms of managing traffic or managing traffic lights or managing water quality. All of these things will benefit from 5G. It sounds amazing.
I'm speaking to Kevin O'Leary. He's the Field Chief Security Officer, Asia Pacific, for Palo Alto Networks. And we'll continue in just a moment to talk about the control of the data in 5G era. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
Bring forth Moolah. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
My name is Jeff Sandhu, and with me today is Kevin O'Leary. He's the Field Chief Security Officer of Asia Pacific for Palo Alto Networks, and we are talking about the new cybersecurity challenge with the rise of 5G. And earlier on, we spoke about what sort of challenges does 5G actually bring. And Kevin, since there are no physical boundaries to 5G networks, as everything is going to be cloud-based storage, does that mean that the operators, the 5G operators, would have a lot less control over the data that's stored in a cloud environment?
Well, I mean, if you think about cloud environments as they are today, I think that will be replicated in the 5G world, which is essentially that shared responsibility. So in terms of the security of data and securing the applications and how data is moving from the edge into the cloud and being used, the way it is currently will continue, which is the responsibility are for the developers and the application, the business owners that are using that information in the cloud rather than the operators themselves. In terms of the network, the 5G operators, just as they do now, they'll be there to make sure that the network is operating optimally, that where they physically or where they're managing that across their services, that's their responsibility. What happens to the data once it's in the cloud, that's the responsibility of the people who are going to use it. So it's that shared responsibility that already exists.
And as you mentioned earlier on, you know, more devices are going to be connected to the internet. There's going to be a data overload in some ways. How big of a risk would data privacy become as a result? Because we already see, we're experiencing some conversations around it. We've got laws and regulations. In Malaysia, we've got the Personal Data Protection Act. You've got something similar down in Singapore as well. But, in Europe, GDPR seems to be like the gold standard for now, at least when it comes to data privacy. How big of a change would issues around data privacy arise when 5G appears? And also, are things like this really efficient in trying to protect the privacy of users?
Well, there's a few angles to that in actual fact. So when you think about it in terms of data privacy as it is now, there are ways that people are using data at the moment that haven't been legislated for. So, for example, if you think of the issues with Facebook and with other companies that were using data over the last couple of years and how that's been viewed and the negative press that they've got from that, it's very hard to find any legislation that they've actually breached. And I think that is part of the problem. Again, getting back to what I was saying earlier, this idea of unintended consequences. The data that's being collected and the type of data that's being collected, we don't know exactly what impact that's going to have, because it's going to go beyond the personal information that we already collect in terms of date of birth, in terms of the personally identifiable data. Goes into the usage of your car and, you know, how much electricity you're using, et cetera, et cetera. These are all data points for which we don't really know how they might be used into the future, either in a positive or a negative sense. And I think that is one of the issues. In terms of actually protecting that data, I think we're looking at the possibilities on what we can do on the network level in terms of managing flows of data, in terms of protecting that in those segmented environments. Pretty much in each individual 5G device on the edge, securing those individual devices is going to be incredibly hard, but again, that's at an individual level. So it's really downstream from the devices that security really has to be developed. Mm.
So how do you prepare your own customer base and potential customers and other cybersecurity players in the field, get themselves prepared for what's looming ahead? And also, you know, what kind of conversations do you have? How do you keep yourself updated with the pace of things?
Yeah, so in our latest version of the software that we apply to our firewalls, we've anticipated the use of 5G. So on a technical level, we are preparing our customers both in terms of our products and in terms of advice to them in terms of what they should be looking at beyond the products that we sell. So I think that's very important that we are ready for 5G right now and managing it in that way. So I think we'll continue to do that. We will continue to develop our products and our advice in line with how 5G is developing.
What are some of the things that businesses can do, software aside, to prepare themselves in 5G? Because you mentioned about, you know, there are certain things that they can get themselves up to speed. What are some of these things that businesses, business owners can actually do?
Well, I think it's kind of watching that space. Again, if you think about the application of 5G, I think if we take a step back from it, it's really that strategic moment of deciding what you're going to invest in terms of digital transformation. I think there is a kind of a Klondike gold rush aspect to any new technology that comes on board, you know, that everything needs to be managed through 5G networks. That might not necessarily be the case. So I think it's really taking a risk-based approach and looking at the business model and saying, well, what actually suits my business and where am I going to go? I also, don't forget, businesses are very dependent on the development of 5G networks within their country, so with how that's being operated. And this is where we're getting into the different nuances between each of the different regions, each of the different countries within the region, in terms of how they're developing those technologies.
And what about the mobile network operators? How do they go about in securing the upcoming 5G networks?
Well, I mean, it's a similar thing. I mean, in terms of the networks that they're creating, the advice I would say, and again, what the detail is on this is up to them, but in terms of what they're managing from the 5G network when it comes to IoT, as opposed to what they're doing for their consumer-led mobile users using phones and laptops, et cetera, across wireless networks, those should be on separate nodes, separate networks. So they should be segregated and managed differently. And I think that's a very important aspect in terms of how they design and develop it into the future.
What about like things coming ahead? How do you think 5G will change the cybersecurity industry itself in terms of business models, just like Palo Alto Networks yourselves? I'm sure there's a lot of evolving, a pivoting process in the business with, you know, 3G came into place and 4G and LTE and now 5G. So how do you think the business landscape will change for cybersecurity players like yourselves?
Well, okay. So, I mean, for that, I think it's really the development. As I said, you know, initially what we're looking at in terms of securing is downstream within the network. So having, firewalls in place and having protections on the network that are scaled to that volume of data that's going to be passing through the network and being able to identify that and moving into artificial intelligence, into machine learning, really leveraging technology as we have it right now. But if we think about maybe, you know, 10 years down the line, I could certainly see an aspect that any company that could develop a way of securing the those millions of nodes that could actually use 5G in this clever way to manage devices on the edge, I think that is something that would be very exciting in the business community and in the cyber security community if people are able to do that. Because at the moment, from the technology that we have right now, it looks like an almost impossible task, not so much to secure them initially, but to keep them secured into the future. And I think a development in that direction, leveraging 5G in a clever way to actually manage those nodes, no matter that there might be multiples of millions of them within a certain environment, that the development of technology in that direction, I think, would be very interesting.
So AI is going to be playing a much more important role in the cybersecurity
world. Absolutely.
I've been speaking to Kevin O'Leary. He's the Field Chief Security Officer, Asia Pacific, for Palo Alto Networks, about the new cybersecurity challenge with the rise of 5G networks. And if you missed any parts of the show, you can download the podcast. It's available on BFM website, the BFM app, Spotify, and all those kind of platforms. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. And now it's time for your TM1 Tech Minute. Data. It's one of those words we use on a daily basis without thinking too deeply about what it means. We talk about the data that companies hold on us, the data a colleague needs emailed over, yet most of our data use is invisible and intangible, like the thousands of pings your smartphone makes to apps and servers to bring you contextual and location-assisted notifications. As we head deeper into a future of connected devices, like next-generation technologies, say 5G, technologies that TM1 is at the forefront of providing, such as cloud services that are hosted at their highly secure data center with big data analytics platform, will enable those data flows to multiply many times over securely, helping to build richer and more dynamic and people-focused systems for the world of tomorrow. Made possible by TM1. And that was your TM1 Tech Minute.
Tech Talk, made possible by TM1. To learn more, visit tm1.com.my.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.